5 lessons to teach kids about money. And this video was inspired by a couple of things. A client that I spoke with earlier, an article I read on myfico.com, as well as just a thought process I've been having based on some things that I'm learning. So it's a couple of things that inspired this video. Stick around to the very end. I think it'll greatly benefit you and someone else that you know. Like, subscribe if you have not already, and definitely make sure you share this with somebody else who you feel may benefit. What up? You got Mr. Smith, 0.5 of Mr. and Mrs. Smith, and in this brief segment, this brief episode, I want to talk to you about 5 things that you should go about teaching your kids about money. And I got my little cheat sheet because I want to go in this specific order. So 5 lessons that you should teach your kids about money. You got to understand the future generations are the ones who are going to lead the way. And many times, especially where I come from, and this is a combination of the conversation that I had earlier, where I come from, many times money was not a topic. It was not even a conversation. You knew it exists. You knew people had to use it to buy certain things, but it came off as scarce or subject matter that shouldn't be addressed in no way, shape, form, fashion. I mean, even if a person doesn't come from much, you can still talk about the act of acquiring money. How do you go about getting money? But it wasn't a conversation that was being had at all. Anyway, as I was talking to a client earlier, she was just kind of feeling down and out with the fact that she didn't know much about credit, didn't know much about money. And she just felt like she wished she would have did a lot of things different. And I'm like, that's most people, you know. But the fact of the matter is, we're on this phone and you've already invested in yourself to hire us for our services as it relates to restoring your credit. You've already invested time into yourself, into learning, because I shared some free content with her that she found value in. You've already did some things that's going to move you in a different direction. That's the main thing, because you can always recover from what you've done or what you feel like you regret doing. But one of the things is that she just realized she wasn't taught certain things. So that's why this video is so important, because you may have kids. And the question is, how soon will you start massaging their conversation about money, about certain things that can position them to know more than you know? And this starts with simple things. Like right now we have 6-year-olds and we make sure we introduce certain dialogue, certain lingo, books that we read on a nightly basis that really makes them have a vocabulary pertaining to money that we did not have. So I had to let her know, look, don't feel bad about what you've done. You know, you've already making a commitment to invest in yourself going forward, first and foremost. So pick your head up, queen. Secondly, you got to understand this. As it relates to where everybody is now mentally, our generation is the generation that's going to break the curse of lack of knowledge and not knowing. We seek it out, because internally we already knew some things were incorrect, and it's an abundance of knowledge, an abundance of things inside of us. And the more we learn, the more likely we are to share, because we are just naturally empowering people. We always want to empower, let somebody know something that they did not know that can possibly help them and or their family. So this will break the generational curse. So going forward, our kids won't be the kids that'll be saying certain things like they didn't know. And when I say our kids, I'm not just talking about mine. I'm talking about yours. I'm talking about somebody else's that I'm connected to. I'm talking about the millions of lives that are being affected by the good information that is being penetrated through the internet and many other spaces, because we are starting to not be so interested in being entertained and more so interested in elevating ourselves through knowledge and things of that nature. I know I went off on a tangent, but 5 things, 5 lessons that you should teach your kids about money. And I try not to go too deep because I want the video or the audio to be so short and sweet. But I just had to paint that picture so you can understand that it's up to us. We have to do more than we talk. We have to take some action. And, you know, this is my way of figuring out. Somebody may stumble across this information and it may resonate and help somebody, one person at a time. Just want to provide value. That's what I'm here to do. Number one. You want to teach them how to earn money or how earning money works. Now, depending on who you are, you may think one thought as it relates to how earning money works. And that may be, you may be thinking that the child needs to know how to work for money. Now, I want you to keep your mind open. Don't just think of working for money, because if you teach them in a way that they have to work for money solely, then you automatically train them to be an employee, somebody else's employee. But if you teach them how money or how earning money works from a standpoint of solving a problem, providing a service, or putting in some work, and you give them those options, now they can choose and see which one feels better for them. Because if they understand that income and cash flow comes from solving a problem or the ability to solve someone's problem, then they'll realize that they can earn even if they're doing something that they love because they're solving a problem from someone else. And this can be in any arena. It doesn't necessarily even have to be in an area of finances or health. Or when you think about solving a problem like somebody is going through something, you can be a creator, solve a person's problem from a standpoint of them just wanting to be in the presence of things that are unique and beautiful. And you can be in the art and still earn a great living just off of understanding the value that you provide. So make sure you teach them how earning money works, but don't limit it to just chores. Don't limit it to just you do this and you get this payout. Position them to be able to create themselves, and then they realize that they'll have to have employees versus them applying for a job and becoming an employee. So teach them all facets. Choice can be a part of it, but if you give them some things to compare to, then you'll realize, okay, they're starting to get a mind of their own and understand some of the things that they can provide and contribute as the individuals that they are in order to earn money. That said, number two, a lot of people would say call this budgeting, but I don't want to call it budgeting. And when I was looking at the checklist, that's what it said on myfico.com. I want to call this money allocation because I want to give you my perspective. I want to call this money allocation. We call it budgeting, but budgeting sounds like, you know, you cutting back. The word budgeting just to me has a negative connotation in the mindset of an abundance reality that I feel like we all have. Even if you're not experiencing or you don't feel like you experience abundance, I promise you the world is limited, unlimited, and abundant. It's more of things that you think is scarce. It's not. It's an abundance of all the things they try to make you think is scarce. For the most part, it's probably an abundance of it because that's just the power of God and the Creator and Mother Nature, how it operates. It just produces in abundance. If we can produce a certain amount of human beings, you better believe the natural resources to go along with it are right there. So just understand that first and foremost. So money allocation is different from budgeting in my mindset, but money allocation is giving your money instructions. Yeah, you might save some. You might cut back here so you can make sure you're putting money here. You may put your money in this place so it can grow, but it's allocating it and giving it direction. And that's what money likes. Money has an energy field, so it wants to be used in more ways than one. Yeah, it wants to be invested so it can grow. Yeah, it wants to be spent on nice things so it can experience good food, good vacations, travel, things of that nature. It also wants to be experienced in other ways that I'll get into later in the list. But money allocation, you just want to teach them your principles of money allocation. Different people have different things that they, you know, use as a guide, but that can be the simple way of living off of 70% of your income, invest some, save some, give some. So that would be 100%, 10% going to saving, 10% going to investing, 10% going to giving, and you live off 70. Or you can manipulate that formula in percentages however you deem necessary, but teach them some form of money allocation as soon as you possibly can. Number three ties into what I was saying, but saving. And when I say saving, I more so mean investing. Because if it's just being saved, if it's just being put in a shoebox or under your mattress, and we're living into it, we're moving in, not even moving into, we're in a digital world now to where the dollar bill, the currency itself, I don't know how long this is going to be around, but I will say this. If it's just sitting in the bank, money is just sitting in the bank, then it's losing money because how inflation works. Basically, the cost of goods and services going up. By the time you decide that you want to pull that money and use it, it's probably worth less than it once was. So it's naturally losing money. Plus, the banks, as soon as you put the money in there, they're trying to put it to work. They're like, okay, they deposited $500. Let's put it here. Because they want the money to work because they understand how money works. So instead of saving, I would say teach them some form of saving, you know, to have some money to the side. But in conjunction to that, let them know, hey, you can save this money, you can spend this money, or you can invest this money. And let them know that investing can bring them more money. And when I say that to one of my sons, I'm like, hey, do you want to spend this money? And, you know, you spend it on something, you get what you want, and that's it, you get it. Or do you want to invest in it and bring you back more money? You're like, bring me back more money. I said, or you can do both. You can spend on something and then invest on something, because I want him to understand the combination of doing both. You know, just so you can understand, you know, it's all right to have something for now and you use the money and you know, at this present time, but at the same time, this money could turn into something else. Just the conversation. Just getting his wheels turning. And that's one of my twins who's currently 6 years old. So saving and investing, I put those two together. And based on your level of expertise and, you know, what you want to learn or teach your child, consider doing it. Then number four, giving. You want to teach the concept of giving, because it's just a universal law. The getting is in the giving. The best gift is to sometimes give versus receiving. You know, and universal law activates when you give. It's just, I can't express it. I can't explain it. Giving monetarily and giving physically. Like, even though this is a video and you're watching me and we're not right there with each other, the fact that you're still here and you're getting some type of value is a form of giving for me, because it didn't cost you anything and I'm trying to give you some value, hopefully, that is applicable to you and your situation and can change future generations. So giving is something that needs to be taught, due to the fact that it just brings about great karma. It feels good to give naturally, and giving is more than just monetarily. It's also giving energetically and, you know, skill sets, knowledge. But of course, we're talking about money, so giving is also monetary as well. And last but not least, you want to teach them credit and how it works, you know, understanding how credit works. And they may decide they don't even want to involve themselves in credit or get into any type of debt, but it's good for them to understand and just know. Or they may decide, you know what, I like how credit works, but instead of me just being the person who borrows money, I want to become the bank, which is a concept that I'm learning on becoming the bank. So credit is viewed as different, because now I'm in a position to be the lender and not the borrower. So you want to teach those five things to your kids as early as possible, and it'll help break the generational curse, if a generational curse exists in your family. But mainly just gets them to understand certain terminology that you didn't know when you were their age. And that's my thing. My sons know the three credit bureaus. When I'm sending off letters for clients, I'm like, where are we sending out those letters to? Experian, TransUnion, Equifax. They know. So it's just getting that in their head. They don't really know all of the concepts of it, but they know some stuff that I had no clue of at their age. So just do those things and it'll help you as a parent, because the teacher is also learning. When I teach something, I'm also learning at the same time simultaneously. So it's a win-win for the teacher. And if you feel as though it's something that you don't know, or you don't feel as though you are in a position to teach because you're still learning, then just know that if you're teaching them what you're learning, it helps you learn it twice. It helps it cement it into your mindset. So you want to be teaching as you're learning anyway, because it helps you remember it and recall it, because you're able to talk to them from that angle. So you can literally regurgitate, you know, the things that I've said, and that's you securing in some of the information that I shared with you in this video. Of course, this video is longer than I wanted it to be, but it's still going to be something that can be very beneficial and timeless. Those are the five things. I give a brief recap. You want to teach them how earning money works. And remember what I said about that. If you don't remember, rewind it, because it's the key nuggets in there that I think will be beneficial for you as well as your children. Number two, you want to teach them about allocation, the allocation of money, not just budgeting, the allocation of it, which transitions into number three, saving / investing. Put those together. Four, giving. And then number five, credit. So hopefully this was of some value to you. Share this with somebody else who you feel may benefit. That's all I got for this video. See you on the next one. Mr. Smith, signing out.